Hey, Fem Nation, welcome back to another episode. This week I'm going to dive in and talk about money. And I titled it Wicked Money because most of us have somewhat of a struggle or an unhealthy relationship with money in general. Hi, I'm White Dove, your biz BFF and your favorite online mentor. And I welcome you today to this latest episode of Fem Nation. Let's dive in, shall we? Talking about the money issue, money, lack of money, the variation of money, the beliefs around money, manifesting money, wicked money, root of all evil money, struggle money, all of the above, right? Most of us have an issue to some degree with how we approach money. Most of us are living most prominently in a paycheck to paycheck world. That seems to be very commonly where we find ourselves, which there's nothing wrong with it, right? I'm not disregarding that. I've been there. I have absolutely had a struggle with money in my world as well before in the past. I've been rock bottom broke. I have been owing debtors broke. I have been to the collectors broke. I have also seen multiple seven figures. I have been all over the place with money. One thing I have grown up with is that money was meant to be a struggle. Money was the root of all evil. Money, if you have too much of it, means you're going to do bad things with it. Money is a condition, and you should only have barely enough. But barely enough is subjective, right? What is barely enough anyway? I mean, barely enough to one can be excessive to another. So then who draws these lines? Who creates these dividing sectors? Well, we do individually. A lot has to do with how we were conditioned and what we believe. But the majority of us live on a broke bus mentality. And I want to address that today because it doesn't have to be so. You see, most people, when they think of dealing with the money story or the money scenario in which they find themselves, will absolutely first and foremost shave off the top of expenses. So take budgeting, for instance. The biggest thing that we go to when we feel the squeeze and we're tired of the squeeze or the push or the uncomfortableness and we want to do something about it, we go first to budgeting. Nothing wrong with budgeting in general. But that is one approach that needs to have a healthy balance on the opposite end. So I'll say that that money approach to budgeting is shaving off excessive expenses. Great. It's always good to review your expenses and determine if you have excess sitting there that doesn't need to be spent, or you haven't been paying attention to it, or no, that cost no longer serves you. Well, then remove it, right? That's where we can increase that revenue. Increase that income potential. We could do something else with that money. That's where that starts. But if we live paycheck to paycheck, what is often the case is we view money as a finite resource, which it is not. It's not finite. It's a tool. It's a resource. But it's not limited. It's only limited to our perspective and our ability to go out and generate more. Instead of looking at it that, you know, you live or someone lives paycheck to paycheck. I only have X amount of dollars. I only have this much money to spend. I have to pay bills. I have to, you know, whatever it is that we tell ourselves consistently in the budget arena of money can be contradicted in a good way with I can always make more. You see, most people in this online space generating revenue in the online world, building a business to generate revenue, if you're not generating revenue yet in this online space, are doing so in order to lessen that squeeze of that limited resource of the money that they're working for, right? And so if you're trying to lessen the squeeze by generating more, so you're often willing to put a little bit of resources of personal money into your business research or creation or building or, you know, investment. It's a noble investment, but we cannot sit there perpetually without doing something about it. And if you find yourself in this online space that you have been investing and paying and putting money towards and learning and researching for over a year, and you have not generated something with which to tell the world, I have a thing you can invest in order to generate more money, to make more money, then you are looking at a creative hobby. You're not viewing it in the eyes of investing to make more. It's an expense that you're sitting on. So let's move away from that, right? So let's take it and reframe this. So let's go from the thought process of I only have so much money because I make X amount and that cap is only good for, you know, a week or 2 weeks, however often you get paid. So you only have X amount of money, or you have X amount coming in this week and you have X amount going out this week, or however you budget your money. And instead turn that around and say, I can make more, because here's the truth of the matter. You can always make more. More is always available to you if you ask for it. If you put out that thing that you've been working on, that you've created, that is an investment for other people to purchase from you, you are paving the road to making more. You are opening the gate to make more. You cannot make more in this online space until you actually put it out there and say, I have this thing for sale. I have this thing for you to invest in. That's what separates most people from success and failure in this online space, is that high percentage of people don't actually want to tell the world consistently over and over and over that they have a thing to invest in, that they have a new thing to invest in, they have another thing to invest in. They feel like they're constantly telling people that they have something to purchase, which is true. If you're in business for yourself, wouldn't that be the case? Wouldn't you have something for people to invest in on a consistent basis? This business isn't a charity. It can't be a charity unless you have an infinite amount already to where you can be philanthropic with it. But for most people, that's not the case. You're in this business space to generate revenue, but most people won't generate revenue simply for the sheer fact that they won't go ask for the revenue. They won't put it out there and launch for the revenue. They won't tell the world they've got a cool thing for revenue for them to invest in. But we see it all the time, right? We're bombarded with plenty of people that are doing this, and yet we may have thoughts about it, and we may have opinions about it, and we may think this or that about the person. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the last five things that you purchased outside of the necessities at a grocery store, were they not because someone said, I have something for sale? They were. And so regardless of what you think, you still purchase based on that same behavior. So why not put yourself in that behavior mode? Why not put yourself there? It boils down to a broke bus mentality, really. And that mentality comes from most people that are in my world generationally from how we were raised. We were raised that money is the root of all evil. Money is bad. Money is excessive. We should live meager. We should not have extra money. We should give it away if we have it. But yet at the same time, how are we supposed to move ahead? A large percentage of people in my world are not looking to have money, more money, or generate more revenue for the sheer fact of wanting to be lazy. They want to do more good with money. They want to create more opportunity for themselves and for others with money. They want to invest in things that they're passionate about changing in this world. So wouldn't all of that money be noble and good and proper and necessary? Money is just a tool. It's an infinite resource if we simply go out there and request it, ask for it, give people something to purchase with it, saying we have something available. We do not have to live in this belief system that we inherently have drawn up for ourselves consistently over time and maintained it by going negative thought process about it, maintained that belief system around money. Because we didn't actually focus on shifting the perspective. Because that line in the sand on money, you've got on one end of the pendulum, you've got poverty broke. And there are those people in the world that do not have the opportunity even you and I have. And then you have excessive uber wealth, right? And there are people that do nefarious things with excessive amounts of money. There's plenty of that. We see that regularly. We know what that looks like. We can identify that. But there's this big gray area in between of people doing amazing things with money, some that have money and some that don't have money. They're still doing amazing things with money. You can shave your expenses over here on the pendulum shift, the gray area towards the poverty, maybe a little left to center, towards the poverty side of this, extreme poverty side of it. You can do things to shave your expenses and live a very minimalistic life, and there's nothing wrong with that. If simplicity is what you're after, then by all means, figuring out what that consistent revenue is, working for that consistent revenue and staying within that line, that's fair. There's quite contentment there. Nothing wrong with that if that's the life you desire to live. But then there's over to a little bit of the right of the middle of this right of center of this pendulum towards having a little bit more money, but feeling a tight squeeze on not quite being able to do what it is we want to do with it. That's just fine too, because then that's the quick part. Shave a few expenses, move further into this online business building space and offer things out there. All of a sudden, that momentum shift is quite quicker. And we can see that exponential change a little bit faster. Now, if you create programs or offers at various price points, then it gives you a wider range. But this isn't about what to create in order to generate more money. This is more about the belief system around money and what you can do to shift that. You see, we haven't yet spent enough time to fundamentally change our perception and our belief around money. Most of us easily fall back into the trap of, I only have X amount, and so I need to learn to maneuver within this X amount. But the simple shift that you can give yourself from this episode alone is that instead of saying, I only have this much money in this period of time, what if you told yourself, I can go make more? And what would it look like to make more? What does making more money mean for you? It can mean various different things for various different people. See, that line in the sand of how we perceive money, how we perceive others with or without money, the judgments that we put on them internally because of it, that's a line that we put in the sand. And sure, someone may have drawn that line for us and we followed that, maintained that belief, but it's still our line in the sand. So if that's the case, then why not shift that perspective? Why not see what that looks like to open the opportunity of not just manifesting money to just drop into your lap, but actually proactively advancing towards that increase in revenue? What would that look like? What does that mean? How do you view it? So what I want you to do is I want you to sit down and reflect for a moment from this episode. I want you to reflect on what your money story is. What were you told as a child? How did you see your parents struggle as a child? How were you introduced to money as a child? What is your money story actually? And then on top of it, if you want to expand from there, how have you struggled with money? What are your bad habits with money? What is your adult money story? And how do you go ahead and reframe that? This is where you begin the journey of changing the perception and perspective of what money actually is. It's not wicked. It's not evil. It's not bad. It's not no good. People can be evil or good. They can be wicked or they can be saintly. They can be good or bad. Did I already say that one? They can be informed or ignorant. They can be ahead of the choice or they can live in the choice that was paved for them as far as their beliefs and money. Those are the things that we can actually do ourselves. We do not have to live in a world where it's just what we've been telling ourselves and just what we've been told. We can reframe that, and it can be bleak of all bleak right now for you, for anyone for that matter, and you can still change that story. I promise you, you can go make more. I promise you that if you flipped the perspective of even a job or a paycheck that you receive right now, if you flip the perspective of that being a limited resource and recognize that between now and when that runs out or gets low, you will be generating more because you will have another paycheck behind that. Or you will work more hours behind that, or you will get another job behind that. And guess what that means? You just made more. So whether you have $1,000 or $10,000 in your bank account right now, that snapshot of money is not the end of where money is for you. More will come, more will go. There will be an ebb and flow of it. What you choose to do with it, whether you realize that you're choosing to do with it or not, is in your hands. Paying bills is a choice. Prudent choice, yes. But it's a choice. You're paying them to stay ahead. There are consequences to paying bills and not paying bills. There are excess dollars to be spent. What you do with those is up to you. There are consequences for both choices to spend and not to spend. Shaving expenses means that you have a little bit more to go this direction or that direction or to make a decision with. Absolutely. Generating more means you get to compound your business. You get to scale and grow. You get to double down on what's working. Money is not wicked. It's perceived as wicked because most of us, many of us, grew up with the thought process that it could only be no good. You have to work very hard for it. You have to toil and sweat and suffer and work your life away for the story that we've been sold. But what if we take that power back? What if we look at that line in the sand and say, actually, no, I need to move that. That line in the sand no longer serves me. When was the time you actually looked at your belief around money? I'm going to wrap it up there, but I also want to encourage you on two things. If you sign up for this podcast list to be on the special podcast list, the link will be in the show notes, you will get an extra opportunity for a few goodies I put out there just for being on this podcast list. Now, this one episode will actually have a little something for you to reflect and journal on because we talked about money, specifically about money. So if you're on the list, you will have access to that and it's going to be emailed to you. If you're not, go to whiteof-gannon.com/FemNation and sign up for the list right there and you can have it as well. If signing up for this podcast email list is not your jam, that's no worries. Stay connected. Continue the conversation. Find me online. Ask me the questions you want to ask me. But always, always choose to make the decision that that line in the sand is rightfully for you. And think about or frame or journal or spend some time with the thoughts that we generated inside this episode. And if you want to be prudently active with your business and determine if you are even in the net positive or net negative, I invite you to invest in Practical Money. It is a tool that I created, very simplified, but very effective tool that I created for you to track what you are spending in your business so you are not excessively investing. And then also seeing what you are bringing in when you bring it in. It's a tool that I created in my accounting world so that we can start somewhere even if we think it's not where we need to be yet. Yes, it is. But I encourage you to sign up for Practical Money. The link will also be in the show notes if that is for you at this moment in time. But as always, keep the conversation going. Keep challenging your own beliefs and keep moving forward.